Good afternoon. This is 90.9. I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt. The Central Bucks School District in Bucks County is Pennsylvania's fourth largest district, and it has been seemingly in a perpetual state of crisis over the last couple of years. Now we have the latest. The U.S. Department of Education is investigating a complaint filed by the ACLU of Pennsylvania against Central Bucks. Now, the ACLU alleges the school district has allowed severe bullying and harassment against LGBTQ students, especially transgender kids. It also says that a slew of recent district measures have exacerbated an already hostile learning environment for LGBTQ youth. WHYY's Emily Rizzo has been tracking this story doggedly. She joins us today to talk about the allegations and what to expect from this investigation as it moves forward. Good afternoon, Emily.
Good afternoon.
All right, Emily. A lot of agencies, a lot of organizations involved here, alphabet soup, but let's rewind first. What are LGBTQ students in the district saying about their day-to-day experiences at school?
Right. So I've spoken to a number of LGBTQ kids, especially trans students in the district, over the past year. And they tell me they're afraid to go to school. They feel hated by students and the district. Mm. That's what I heard from one middle school student, for example, outside a board meeting in May. Here's Julian Jones.
Like, I go to school and I'm like, let's count how many people are going to say something to me today. And it's always like, 3 or 4. Yeah, I get called sirs like repeatedly.
So you would agree with all that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, same stuff happens to me.
Yeah.
Where it's just like...
So you can hear I'm talking to multiple students there that have the same experiences, trans students specifically. One middle school teacher told me that kids are threatened with sexual violence. Mm-hmm. And this has been going on for years. In 2019, a former trans student even attempted suicide following anti-transgender bullying in school.
Emily, I think we can assume that discrimination and bullying of this type is a problem in many places. But my understanding from the ACLU complaint is that it has been somehow heightened here in Central Bucks. Explain how.
So there's all these policies and behaviors that the ACLU lists in this federal complaint against Central Bucks. And I'll just say a few, right? They're considering a policy that would ban pride symbols in classrooms. Telling school counselors to separate elementary students by the sex they were assigned at birth and not their gender identities for classes about puberty. Administration now has told teachers in two schools to basically deny a student's correct gender pronoun and name if it doesn't coincide with the school's database. Now, teachers have been pushing back against this directive. I have this one teacher, David Klein, who has been teaching social studies at Central Bucks West, one of the high schools, for 26 years.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do it at all. There's no way I'm hurting a kid. Hell no. I cannot be complicit in harming children. Kid tells me, call me Tony. I'm calling the person Tony.
So that is what you are hearing from the ACLU and some employees at the district. What is the school district, the administrative level, saying in response to all of this?
So far, Dana Hunter, the school board president, has defended the district and has also asked the ACLU to release the complaint unredacted, so with the names of the students.
Who are making this complaint?
Yes. The ACLU filed a federal complaint instead of doing a regular lawsuit because it keeps these kids' names out of the public eye. And they did that intentionally because these kids are afraid, the families are afraid of retaliation.
So now the Department of Education is involved. That's the federal government. What is their role here?
What that means is, first of all, they haven't made a judgment on any of the merits of the complaint. It just means that the complaint qualifies for a Department of Ed investigation. The families involved in the federal complaint want the district to rescind some of these policies. They also want the district to just follow federal guidelines that are already out there that are meant to support trans kids and LGBTQ kids, like having educators use inclusive language, respecting pronouns, and providing professional development for educators on equitable treatment.
So if this complaint is successful, what could be the broader consequences? Because we're kind of in the weeds here with Central Bucks. How could this actually affect students in other districts?
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing policies and behaviors like this not only across Bucks County, obviously, across the country. Maybe it'll make parents and families feel more confident to fight back against their district. Maybe it will make other school districts afraid to make these kinds of decisions.
Well, Emily Rizzo, thanks so much for filling us in. This is a complicated issue, but it's a really important one, and I'm so glad that you've been following it for so long.
Thanks for having me.